This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. With me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us and that you're involved, that you're engaged. You're actually doing something more than sitting there and drooling all over yourself. A lot I want to talk about this hour, too. You know, I kind of post up there that we're doing a social media kind of scour. Looking around to see what stories are posting, what stories people are talking about. A lot of what's being talked about is how we never get along again. And we've come together a couple of times over the years. I get that. Over the decades. But can we do it now? Because this is a whole different animal. This is a fight for the freedom of this country. I don't believe that the majority, you know, rank and file, maybe. Leadership, no. Leadership in the Democrat Party could care less about the Constitution. There are some of them that love it. I still have hope in Tulsi Gabbard. She doesn't, with the bills that she's putting forward, the things that she's saying, and the things that she's coming out and publicly discussing, she doesn't sound like a Democrat. You know, the information that you're not getting, we're talking about coronavirus earlier. In case you missed it, we're talking about how the death rates, the numbers, they just don't make any sense. And I've been saying that for a long time, but now I'm really saying it because you're looking at a time. You're in the middle of December here, and people are talking about how the beds are full in the coronavirus section. I would love to know if that's pure coronavirus. What happened to all the seasonal flu people? Did they just go away? The coronavirus, like Trump? See what I did there? The seasonal flu? By the way, for all you naysayers, I was saying there was no way you could have a vaccine by the end of the year. Guess what you have? Right, the CNN and those boys were all making fun. Don Lemon again making fun on the wrong side. You know, he's just such a yutz. Many doctors are still saying after you vax, you have to stay home. You have to wear your mask. So why get the vaccine? These vaccine things, they've never been able to explain. Why you still have to be so cautious after you get them if they work, right? Texas and Florida, they've seen less deaths than New York, and you know what? They have more people in them. So it's way South Dakota, their COVID cases are down by 60%, and the only one that has a mandatory mask is New York. Is it... You know, some suggest it's living conditions. Look how they live in some areas of New York. Some suggest that it's the illegals that are getting here, coming across the border, coming up, no shots, no medical treatment, nothing. I don't know. I don't know what to think. And, you know, I was talking about how godless and lawless the left is. They voted in Gaston in Los Angeles. after he ruined, totally ruined San Francisco. And I've been told, I don't know how true it is, I have to check it out. But he's got no experience as a prosecutor. How in God's creation, now, everybody says Soros is behind him, backed him financially, got him in the whole nine yards. But how do you get somebody in like that who's not a prosecutor? What are you looking for? What are you wanting? If Soros is really behind this, it's about control, right? If he can create chaos, he can come in and get some control of this. Don't ever underestimate these guys. He's got no experience as a prosecutor, yet he's put all these provisions in place now. What he's done is he's allowing for murderers to get out. Domestic violence and sex abusers get picked up. There's no bail, so they're back on the street in a couple of hours while they're either still mad, drunk, or high, right? So you have to look at this stuff. And you have to really think about it. You know, again, I'm going to go back to this fellow that came in, this Gascon. He tried to, God, I can't even say this with a straight face. He tried to say that his reforms would make less crime. This is what they always say. Look at Chicago. Everything they put in place, they say, we'll make sure there's less crime. You've got more crime in San Francisco where these people have been, more crime in L.A., more crime in Portland, Seattle, Chicago, D.C., shall I go on? And you talk about being delusional. I mean, sweet Jesus, de Blasio thinks that New York is better off now than it was when he took it over? That they're stronger and better? My God, you want to talk about people not leaving office? If these guys get total control, they'll be governors for life. They'll be city mayors for life. Don't you think? But really, study how California is running if you want to see how the rest of the country would operate under Dem rule. It's frightening. Joe Martino, your host, listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. If you're looking for military specialists, specialist who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. You know, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And I appreciate the time that you spend actually sending me messages and emails and texts during the show. It's a good thing. You know, it's kind of like, I got this, I spoke at an event last night, and the event was about biblical, you know, being a biblical citizen. What does that really mean? Does it mean that you hold up a sign that says, you know, no Jesus, no peace? What does that mean? Does it mean you're supposed to get involved in politics? You know, it's funny because you guys think the politics of, a lot of you think the politics is just a bad word. It's really not. You're basically talking about the political process. You're basically talking about, you know, government and basically it's supposed to be self-governing, right? We're supposed to choose the people we want to govern over us. Vote in the people that would have our best interest in mind, not their wallets. Really that simple. Now, I don't believe that if you got to pick it up. You pick up the last segment on the podcast, but I don't think that Gascon has the best interest of the people in mind. I think he's got a socialist mindset. He believes how things should be, and he really doesn't care what the numbers show. He actually had the guts to say, by doing no bail, by reducing, he's going to be trying to let a lot of people go out of jail. Because you know their sentence was added onto because of what they did, right? And the hate crime behind it. You can't have extenuating circumstances under him anymore. He says it leads to greater crime. How does it lead to greater crime? By having somebody in prison longer, unless they're committing crime in prison. If he's talking about that, I don't really care. That's the sheriff's headache, really. So a more lawless society makes it safer. This is how they think. Having no borders makes us safer as Americans. We'll be back to people being killed on their own land, to their houses being ransacked. I don't know if it was Indiana or Illinois or one of those states that wants to pass a law that you can't even protect yourself with a gun in your own house. If an intruder comes into your house to steal stuff from your safe space, if you would, you have to find a way to get out without hurting that intruder. Now, I either have to believe that the American populace as a whole has lost their minds and deserves these people, or those people cheated like crazy. Let that sink in. I mean, really, is this really what they want? Are you telling me that American people are actually voting for lawlessness? That's why I say I have no sympathy for the people in Portland and Seattle and San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago. None. You vote these people back in. You see what's going on. You complain about it. They vote them back in. So I have to say it's a sickness. Because I can't believe that you'd want to do this on purpose. 855 Real Joe. I mean, maybe you know better than I do. 855-732-5563. Think about something. They're letting domestic violence and child abusers. So you get picked up for beating on your spouse. You get picked up for abusing your children. You go get booked. There's no bail. And you're back out in the streets in hours. And Gaston has said that he won't take cases, or he won't allow cases to go to judges that don't agree with him. Wow. So now he's become the people. He's become the state legislator for crime. He's become the AG. Think about it. Basically, he's deciding who lives and who dies. Isn't that cool? We don't need the rest of them anymore. Now it's just a small handful of people that will decide what goes on in our lives. Newsom, Gascon, Mike Garcetti. These guys will decide. What a joke that is. I mean, seriously, what a joke that is. And look at all the losers that are being pulled into Joe Biden's team, by the way. Along with his presumed chief of staff. Right, prior to coming on board to Joe Biden, you know, Dylan, the woman I was talking about earlier, who called Republican staffers effers. Jen O'Malley Dillon is her name. She's the deputy. She'll be the deputy chief of staff. And again, everybody he has chosen is a loser. They either actually have no clues to what they're doing, or they got trounced in the primary. Right? Prior to coming aboard with Biden, though, she was the campaign manager for the Irish guy. Remember him? Beto O'Rourke? And he was, you know, he was like a kid that looked like he was off his medication, did he? She is also going to push Joe for mandatory buybacks. Again, do you people understand what a mandatory buyback is? It is not a voluntary scenario. They will decide how much you get or don't get. I mean, yeah, they'll decide how much you get or don't get. And what guns. I mean, they don't want you to have any guns, really. Right? I've heard about, you know, I can't keep up with it all, frankly. But I've read some articles, I haven't got back to them yet, about some of the elected officials who recently got, technically can't even run because they've been charged with felonies. But who's stopping them? Right? And it just doesn't, again, it doesn't stop. You're giving BLM all kinds of money. You're seeing more and more their top end being arrested. These guys are sex offenders. One served a leadership role in Portland. And you keep doing it. You keep bringing them on, bringing them in. I'll give you my famous Joe line. What the heck is wrong with you people? Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You listen to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Really, seriously. Don't forget. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Energy says it has been hacked, adding to the list of U.S. government agencies that have been targeted as part of an ongoing cyber attack. An Energy Department spokesperson said an investigation into the suspected Russian attack is underway. The hack was initially discovered over the weekend, with security experts then trying to discern the damage done to the DOE's network. The Departments of Commerce, Homeland Security, and the Treasury have also been breached as part of the hack that the FBI and the Director of National Intelligence says is significant and ongoing. And Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says his wife has tested positive for coronavirus and is experiencing mild symptoms. According to Politico, Secretary Azar sent an email Thursday informing his staff of her positive test. He says he'll work from home and get tested every day until his exposure period is over. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Mr. Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Be involved. Get engaged. Do more than nothing. And you know what I mean by that. Just do more than nothing. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I think some of the stuff that you guys have said to me, it's great. Don't get me wrong. I'm good with it. But what I really think is going to happen, the more and more I look at what's being asked for, what's going down, you know, as far as evidence goes on the election fraud, you know, you're talking somebody who was in computers almost 30 years. So, now these people know how to hide stuff. They know how to get rid of stuff. You know what I mean? And more and more and more, as we go on, the more we do, the more that happens, the more we let slide. The worse, just the worse it is. And you let it sink in. It's like, it's like the cancer or the bad rash or whatever. You let it sink in. You let it fester. You let it hang out. And it's almost impossible to get out. So, you know, if you're a Christian searching for what to do, ask God what to do. Shut up and listen after you ask him. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Biden, Uncle Happy Joe. I mean, think about that, too. The stuff that he said to people on the trail, on the campaign trail, the stuff that he did, can you imagine Trump saying any of that? I can't. They would nail him in a heartbeat. It would have been a 7x24 news source, right? Joe Biden demands that Donald Trump concede now. You know what I'd say? Sure. Right after Stacey Abrams does. What do you think? Right? You notice how much they love the Electoral College now, by the way? Yeah, Joe Biden won the popular vote and the Electoral College. Former Vice President Joe Biden delivered a speech demanding that President Trump concede the election. Despite irregularities in multiple states, Joe says that there is absolutely no proof of any, voter fraud. However, the Russian hoax, there's no proof that his son, well, except for the millions of dollars that wired transfer money for no reason into his account. Oh, and the emails, yeah. Let's not forget the text messages. Yeah, okay. But there's no proof that Hunter Biden was involved in anything illegal. Joe said, actually, earlier that his son not only was innocent, but, you know, that he was the smartest guy that he knew. Wow. That's sad. He doesn't know many people, does he? Former Vice President Joe Biden delivered a speech on Monday night demanding that President Trump concede the election. Good old Joe. He's very bitter. It was a rant that was televised nationally on the day that the Electoral College voted to move him one step closer. You know, I think about this. It isn't over yet. You know, it's one thing. If it was a tight race when we went to bed, if it was a tight race all night long, this would be easy for the almost 80 million to accept. Almost. Or be easier. But now you're looking and you're saying to yourself, well, look, how do you go? And I did the numbers. I could do them again for you guys if you want. I shouldn't have to. How do you go from being 10% up? Remember that? 10% up. In six of the states, some of them were just under 10%. I remember doing the numbers with you guys. And you wake up the next morning, you've lost by tens of thousands? Statisticians are saying that's a statistical impossibility. You have some precincts weighing in at 300%. And then you're going to try to tell me that Biden won more votes in 2020 than Obama did in 2008? I mean, the beloved guy from wherever? I don't know where he's from. Right? And if you might need a pencil and paper for this. But I want you to think of the fact that Obama, right? He got 69 million votes from 873 counties. You ever notice that nobody questioned whether he won or not? There wasn't a big scream or yell or anything along those lines. The Republicans weren't making a big deal out of it that they're making this time. And yet Joey B, he got 80 million votes. Ready for this? In half the counties. Well, almost half. In 477 counties, you want us to believe that he got 80 million votes. This doesn't make sense. It's worse than the virus. It doesn't make any sense at all. And yet the people that just don't care, really, and anything to win. And, you know, and for the last, what has this party been doing for the last 4 years? What have the Democrats really been working hard at? Anybody tell me? Raise your hand. Seriously. I've never seen a party work so hard to remove a president, a duly elected president. But do nothing about drug dealers, do nothing about child traffickers, and do nothing, virtually nothing, about illegal immigration. Isn't that cool? Nothing. There's just no way that they really care. There's just no way. They cannot love this country and do the things. Let me give you some examples of the the fake news source. Whoa. In the New York Times, there was an article that said Trump said to be warned that Giuliani was conveying Russian disinformation. Recently, the New York Times posted, investigation of his son is likely to hang over the Biden as he takes office. So they went after Giuliani, tied him to Trump, and then now they've got the secondary headline that is really doesn't hit so hard, does it? Before the election, the Washington Post was reporting the truth behind the Hunter Biden non-scandal. After the election, Hunter Biden tax probe examining Chinese business dealings. Do you know we're up at a double-digit percentages now where people said if they had known this before the election, they would not have voted for Biden. And the percentage is big enough to turn the election. Before the election, Political printed, Hunter Biden's story is Russian disinformation. Dozens of former intel officials say it's not real. After the election, same thing, right? Justice Department. Remember the same intel officials? The Justice Department's interest in Hunter Biden covered more than his taxes. And it's been going on for years. Trump is right. They're just liars. It's not even disinformation. It's lies. Flat out, unadulterated lies. And I don't know how you fix that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to leave you one thing at the end of this segment. I want you to think about something. Everybody is so excited that Joe Biden was given the Man of the Year. I mean, him and Harris were given the Person of the Year. Anybody remember who the Man of the Year was in 1938? On Time? That's right. It was Hitler. Just some food for thought. So I'm going to see your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. Come and see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. I got a bunch of stories I want to get through, and I'm not going to. But okay, we'll do a couple of rapid fire stories. What do you guys think? We good? Michigan legislature committees, they've subpoenaed election evidence from Detroit and nearby suburb. And that's coming from State Senator Ruth Johnson. Now, concerned about possible, about time, right? Concerned about a possible election evidence being destroyed, members of the joint session of the Michigan Legislature's House and Senate on Tuesday voted to issue subpoenas to Detroit and nearby suburb of Livonia, demanding that they surrender hard drives, emails, absentee voter counting boards, laptops, and other election-related materials. Yeah, you know what? They're a little late. They've already been hit with sledgehammers. One Senate Democrat reportedly joined his Republican colleagues in supporting the subpoenas. A memo back on November 28th from the State Bureau of Elections had followed the same protocol as prior elections and ordered the deletion by November 30th. Well, all information. All the e-poll book laptops, flash drives. Unless there was a petition for recount. Now, look, a simple recount doesn't do us any good. Doesn't do anybody any good. It has to be an audit. It has to be an audit. Did I say it has to be an audit? It has to be an audit. Now, the audit was planned to have been done, but it hasn't been completed. Tracy Weimer, Director of Media Relations for Michigan Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, she's a Democrat, told Just the News in a statement Thursday that she's rejected Republicans' concerns about deleting the deletion memo. The Bureau of Elections memo sent to clerks is the same memo that's been sent to clerks for years, including under administration of now State Senator Ruth Johnson. They should not destroy any evidence, any data, anything for at least 6 months. That's my personal opinion. Keep it around just in case. Republican House and Senate legal counsel were provided with this information days ago. The fact that the members of their party is choosing to ignore these truths demonstrates they have no interest in preserving integrity. Yeah, they do. That's why they want to see the proof. See, when you don't want to give the proof, you're the one not preserving integrity. When you don't want to check signatures, you're the one that's not preserving integrity. When you're the one that won't even look into the fact that some of your precincts voted at like 120 to 130% of the people that actually lived there, not even registered to vote, but lived there, then you're the one not preserving the integrity. Election integrity shouldn't be a partisan issue, she says. It needs to be preserved while there are ongoing lawsuits, audits, and oversight. Only after these activities are concluded should any information be deleted for privacy reasons. All information and records need to be preserved to ensure proper review and oversight of the election. See, I know some of you guys like are so wigged out about data. Look, they got information on you, man. They already got it. You got a credit card? They got information. They know what you're doing, where you're going, what you're buying, how often you eat. Sleep and be merry. Okay, they already know what you're doing. The phone helps them tremendously. Don't get me wrong, the smartphones. I don't understand why we have a serial number on ballots. I really don't. I got to tell you. Because then you could tie an envelope, a ballot, to a person who voted. Right, so if I got my, they used to give you a stub. If I have my stub, and I said, no, you've got three votes in for me. Here's the only one that should count. This is the only one for Joe Messina, right here, this number. And the other ones, they get shredded. That's the only way I have confidence in the system. Everybody keeps talking about privacy and, well, look, give me something else then. Give me something else to work with. Right? Many of you scream privacy to no end, but what does it mean? Really, no, seriously, what does it mean to you? To any end? For every end? I mean, is there anything? Come on, seriously. Joe, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time. Hey, take out my email address, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I prefer you, frankly, would love, would think it'd be great for you guys to hop up on the website, pull down the app. We have an Android app. We have a, Android app. You can get the show anytime, anywhere. You can pick up the podcast. There's so much you can do. And then that way there, you can hear it anywhere. You can do whatever you want with it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of these days, I want to put together all the Joey B. Speeches that he had a hard time getting through. I think those would be great. Don't you? Let me see, what else we got here? There is so much stuff out there. Trump should take action, according to a Michigan attorney, after the voting machine audit in Antrim County? The attorney involved in the Antrim County case said that he hopes that President Donald Trump will act after the forensic audit report of Dominion voting system machines described the devices as faulty and intentionally programmed to produce significant numbers of tabulation errors. Matthew DiPerno, who's representing an Antrim County plaintiff, told Newsmax Monday that he hopes Trump and the White House read the report from Allied Security Operations and understand how significant the findings are. We hope that they've given him something to go on here. There are people digging up information. We need to jump on this, and we need to push it. We need to make it a big deal. Now, Allied Security Operations' co-founder, Russell Ramsland, is a former NASA official, an official in the Reagan administration, said that they found that the ballot adjudication logs, that the security logs, and again, I didn't know this. I know many of you probably didn't know it. That when a ballot gets kicked out, it's adjudicated, right? For whatever the reason is, maybe it can't read the writing or whatever. There are supposed to be at least two people at the table, or three. One that works for the county, that's counting the ballots. Right? One Republican, one Democrat. The parties that are represented on the ballot need to be represented there in the room. What they found was that many of these were adjudicated with one person in the room. Maybe two max. And then the one person that was really irritated, she actually had a video of herself. She worked for the county, and she was trying to prove a point that no one watched over her. She actually went in to work on ballots. The security guard let her in. She sat at the table alone. She videoed herself doing those ballots and adjudicating them on her own. Totally illegal and wrong. The adjudication process is the simplest way to manually manipulate votes. Because the lack of records prevent any form of audit accountability. Can't do it. So I got the ballot, and maybe it's smeared or illegible or something else. I put another ballot. I grab it and, make a copy of it if you would. Send it back to the machine. And you just mark adjudicated on the original one. Where's the proof? Where's the copy? Where's a way to audit it back? You can't do it. When they went through the machines, they just grabbed one randomly. They went through the machines. They found out the several of the machines had an error rate of 68%. The Federal Election Commission only allows, ready for this one, 0.0008%. Oh, I can see they're so close. There's no problem here, right? The report stipulated that Dominion's machines were intentionally and purposely designed with inherent errors. The system intentionally generates an erroneous high number of ballot errors. The electronic ballots are then transferred for adjudication. The intentional errors led to the bulk adjudication of ballots with no oversight, no transparency, no audit. And yes, there are evil people out there who want Joe Biden for any reason anyway. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, a Democrat, added, if the Trump campaign had any actual evidence of wrongdoing or genuine suspicion thereof, they could have requested a hand recount. Does it work that way? It wouldn't work. You have to audit those to see which ones are real, who actually came from live people. You got to give the but you do. You do have to give the Democrats a lot of credit. I'm sorry. Right? You can't get live people to vote. They've got the dead people out of their graves to vote. And that's just wonderful. It's good to see them come back to vote. That's how much they cared for this country. Joe, the senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. Write it down for future news. 855-732-5563. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't give up. You never give up the fight. Just never give up. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.